Log Talk Radio.
As the legend goes, an old Cherokee was teaching his grandson about life. He said to the boy, "A fight is going on inside me. It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, guilt, lies, superiority, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, humility, kindness, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside you, and inside every other person too." The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed."
Afternoon or good morning. It all just depends on what part of the world you're listening. Bienvenidos, K-Tal, Namaste, Oki, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show. We are live every Monday and Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, only on blogtalkradio.com/TheGreenhouseFX. That's the letter FX. My name is Will Green, holding down one half of our hosting duties, holding down the other half of our hosting duties. Some call him Unc. Some others call him the Lions Historian. I just simply call him my best friend, man, because he's my dad. He's Bill Green. What's happening, Daddy-O? Good evening. How you doing tonight, sir?
What's up, Wilfredo? How's the world treating you?
Hey, Maso Menos, man. Maso Menos.
And for the rest of us, that means...
I see. So.
All right, so.
The millions, I heard it. The millions, I'm on it, man. Hey, man, we fall down seven to get up eight. So, you know, here we are again.
We fall down seven to get up eight. All right. Yeah, I won't even try to take that apart. I just like the way it sounds. You know, it looks like we might be a little lonely tonight. The studio's looking empty. Yeah.
Oh,
hopefully.
Man. We're never lonely. Never lonely.
No, I just said it looks a little empty. That's all. I mean, it's always us. But, you know, no telling how many folks are out there on the airways. So hopefully, though, those that we were hoping to interact with will call in or tune in or chat in. You know, if not, you know, that's all right. One thing for sure, neither one of us are mic shy.
Working with you, man, I ain't got no choice. I got no
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so look, before I even start getting my propellers going, I'm going to step out the way so you can do the due diligence, man.
All right, right on. I'm going to give a small PSA apology here because there's some background noise that's literally passing through. So if it's coming through on the other end, I apologize.
Can't hear a thing.
Okay, cool. Like we do at the beginning of every show, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call the due diligence. Couple of reminders here that and I like to throw out ahead of time before we jump into the nitty-gritty and do what we do. The first reminder, most importantly, we want to make sure that you have a pen and pad, a pencil and paper, a post-it note, a marker, the back of an envelope even, or a napkin if you got it. The point is we want to make sure you got something to write with. We want to make sure that if you got any questions, any comments, you know, who knows, you might even pick up something you didn't know from our discussion. We want to make sure you don't miss anything, you don't forget anything. So grab something to write with. So we have different ways that you can engage with us. And using that pen and pad and some questions, you may want to ask those questions. And you're probably like, well, if I have a question, how can I ask it to you, wonderful gentleman? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Let me tell you, there's a couple of ways you can do it. One way is that you can call in directly. Our number here, and you should have that pen and paper handy. Our number here is 516-453-6094. Again, 516-453-6094. And when you're ready to jump on in, press the 1 button on your keypad. That'll put your number in the queue, and Dad and I will bring you in as soon as we can. Another way you can engage with us is in the chat room. You heard Dad already talking about it. I'm going to tell you now, ladies and gentlemen, Dad, you've got the controls tonight in the chat room. Something's fugidity with my chat room tonight, and I can't get in on my side. So you've got the comm. You've got the comm, man. It's all good. But you've got the chat room tonight. I can't get in it. No, it's all. If you can't either, then we can figure it out later.
No, I mean I see us, you know. So
yeah,
I'm assuming I'll be able to see any other callers if they come in. But we'll play it. We'll deal with it as time progresses. Right on, man.
Yeah. You'll see it. You'll see it. It's no problem. You'll see it. It's all good.
I got you by my side, so I ain't panicking.
Right. So you're asking, you're probably asking, ladies and gentlemen, another question is, how do I get in the chat room? Well, again, I'm glad you asked that question. So all you got to do is just set up. I'm tripping tonight. But all you got to do is set up a free Blog Talk Radio account to access the chat room. It will ask you for credit card information, but you will not be charged when you select the free account. I know Dad likes to give those disclaimers about the card, and yes, you do have to give information. But again, it's free. We've never had a problem with anybody getting charged for it. But with the Blog Talk Radio account, that is how you can access the chat room. The chat room is for the Blog Talk Radio site. You'll see it at the bottom of the page of the episode that you may have received an event. Invite to, and you can access the chat room there. Speaking of invites, you may have received a Facebook invite. You can also engage with us on Facebook on the event page. On the discussion tab, you may have seen, I put the phone number in earlier. Dad even hollered at you as well. So you can also engage with us in the discussion tab on ye old Facebook. So we've got ways for you to talk with us, and best believe, Dad and I want to know what's on your mind. We want to hear what you got to say. Not just about us. This is about all of us. So there you have it from your friends at the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show. The due diligence.
My man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. As slick as silk.
So, you know, Monday, we kicked off our discussion about personal program. And we identified our personal program with seven pieces of, how do you describe that? The seven attributes, seven
items. Seven items. Seven whatever somebody wants to call it. You know, it's the personal program. It's the seven items of a personal program. And it's not complicated. Let's keep it simple. What do we call it? 7 points, seven items, you know, seven steps, you know.
Seven steps
for personal programs.
Seven steps. Okay. Yeah. Kind of like Miles Davis, seven steps to heaven. But so our personal program, Dad and I, as well as my brothers Armand and Brandon, we've always followed this personal program. So with these seven steps, they include prayer, meditation, reading, exercise, a mentor, groups, and nutrition. And Monday, we had a chance to start our show talking about nutrition. And my cousin, your nephew, Ray, spent the time with us. It was really good hearing him and you know, hearing the knowledge that he had to share. And he was working you out today, huh? How you doing, by the way, man? He had y'all in the health club today. How you doing, man?
Man, he's been having us all over the place, man. He's having us, you know, running out in the park. Well, I ain't running. You know, I'm walking fast. You know, I call it rocking. That's run walk.
Okay.
You know, having them dogs, you know, tagging along it's a stepping going on, so it's good. And today we went inside. You know, we went to the health facility in Frisco, and I do better, you know, in the facility than out, you know, on the road or walking, you know, because of my knees. It doesn't hurt me to pedal, you know, but I feel it when I'm having to step, you know. So anyway, so being inside, you know, still a vigorous workout. So, yeah, I'm coming along, man. I actually slipped on a pair of pants today, and I could close the top button. You know, before it was like, you know, incoming duck. You know, that button. So, you know, I can close it. But, I mean, the overlap was not encouraging. But, I mean, you know, I mean, not flattering. It was encouraging. But not flattering, so it's like it's getting there. You know, it's getting there.
You talk about trying to get your wedding shape.
Yeah.
Right on, man. You talk about the deep breath before the plunge, and trying deep on those specific things. Well, hey, man, you got to take that deep breath and see what the plunge is looking like. So I'm glad that you're able to get into those pants kind of comfortably, man. That's what's up.
I didn't say all that. I just said I was able to close the top button. they ain't ready to go into no social debut yet. You know, that's gonna take a little longer, you know. But with the bedroom door closed and nobody around, you know, I'm like, all right, getting there.
That's
as far as it's going. Yeah, I'm still looking for those kind of waist band products that expand. I call them my eating pants.
you like Bruce Banner and the Hulk. You got to make sure that pants.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, man. So anyway,
So Ray, you know, Ray came on and he had a chance to spend some time with us and talk about nutrition. And, you know, he hit some really great points. And, ladies and gentlemen, all our shows are archived and saved. All you got to do is go to our page here on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see all of our episodes. Our episodes are also available on your favorite listening platform. But since you're right here on Blog Talk Radio, you can find it right here. But if you look in the Google, Apple, you know, Spotify, we're there. And so you can listen to our shows. So Monday, Ray talked about the intention, you know, and understanding and learning about nutrition. He talked about research and going through trial and error. We even talked about understanding family history. And I really enjoyed listening to him, man. It was really awesome, you know, and it gave me some time to really think about, you know, how I understand myself when it comes to my nutrition. I know we've talked a lot about, you know, self-improvement, you know, mentally, you know, and giving ourselves high fives and things like that. But, you know, we also, I guess, have to take care of ourselves physically, you know, of course, you know, our temple. So we had a chance to talk about in his research also, you know, study and reading, you know, like the X-Files, the truth is out there, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
What's up?
Nothing. Go ahead. What else did he talk about?
Go ahead. What happened? What did I do?
You didn't do anything, man. I just didn't want to turn it into a nutrition show. You know, we did the show. We got it archived.
Okay.
You know, you posted some great, you know, points in the chat room, and I think that if there's a point that covered it all, doing your own personal research, is that there's no exercise plan that can compensate for a poor diet, you know. And so, you know, rock from there, you know, everybody. But, you know, like he covered some, you know, the points you're covering, yeah. And, man, if y'all really want to get into that, you know, check out that show, you know, and we'll have him back on again. You know, I was kind of hoping he was lurking around the corner tonight, but it don't look like it. You know, it don't look like we got that kind of activity happening. So, you know, it was very informative and thoroughly dialogued. Amen. So,
Amen.
You know, we're going to leave y'all just a
Amen.
Little bit curious. We're going to nudge you toward checking out the recorded show, you know, to pick up that 411, is it? Yeah. Or hit Will up. You know, on the, I don't ever know what to call that website we have on Facebook. What is it that you post? Is that the Greenhouse Effect?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know, and Will's always putting information on the Greenhouse Effect website there on Facebook, you know. So, y'all. Like you said, you know, this is where you start your own research, you know. Research what someone else is sharing who has working knowledge about the value of nutrition. You know, amen. It's also probably one of the harder, if not the hardest, discipline on the personal program to follow rigorously. You know, not to do like I do. Yeah, I may get to the health club once a week, and I say, oh, yeah, you know, I get up there three to five times. Yeah, right. You know, so anyway. There's a guy who died. You may not know his name. May not be familiar to you. Vin Scully, broadcaster for the L.A. Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know, been around almost as long as the Dodgers been in L.A. You know, he passed a couple of days ago. And mentioning his name because he, like, was a voice of baseball, like Mel Allen was to the Yankees, also a voice of baseball. So, you know, I just wanted to just, you know, mention his passing. You know, I didn't want folks to think we only acknowledge black folks, black celebrities, or black sports figures that croak. You know, we also, you know, acknowledge any and all celebrity status folks that, you know, may touch us in one way or another. And that's my own personal one. You know, Vin Scully had that kind of voice. He was in a lot of movies, doing, you know, a lot of baseball movies where he would be doing the broadcast a bit. Because
he did
that.
For the Love of the Game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He just had that real pleasant voice to listen to. You know, he had a baseball voice for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
a narrative.
I wanted to, yeah. There you go. I wanted to touch a little bit on the write your own book, but I want to be sure that you cover all the points you wanted to cover about nutrition, man. I kind of cut you off there, like I tend to do. Go ahead.
No, man. I just wanted to just make sure that, you know, like you, I was just kind of hoping we could have gotten. You know, a follow-up from Ray directly. So you know, it's just, you know, big shoes to fill, and I wanted to make sure that I had all the points covered type stuff. And, I how it is, man. And so, no, I hit on the points that I wanted to touch on, and you're right. You know, I think that was enough. There's a couple of things that we touched on. And, I mean, of course, we know that nutrition is important to taking care of ourselves, and this is a part of our personal program, ladies and gentlemen. These are the 7 steps that we hold each other accountable for, and we ask each other about these things. You know, how's your personal program? I'm going through some issues. I'm going through some things. So sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, I'll talk to my dad, right? And I'll tell him, I'll tell him some personal stuff. I almost said the other word, you know. And I don't mean like relationship-wise. I mean like just how I'm feeling, you know, on the inside, and, you know, and just doing deep perspectives of myself, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the responses that he always gives me is, how's your personal program? And it's like, oh, shit. I mean, I'm sorry. It's like, oh, shoot. You know, either I haven't been following it, you know, I haven't been consistent with it. I haven't even, you know, or something. You know, so these are like these 7 steps, these 7 checkpoints just to see, you know, how you're doing personally. And this is what we follow. Like I said, your steps, your personal programs might be different, but this is what we do. This is what we follow. This is how we hold each other accountable. So anyway, like I said, I just got a little, you know, carried away, and I just wanted to make sure I covered everything Ray covered. So I'm cool.
Well, you're not going to be able to cover everything he covered because it took him almost 45 minutes to cover it.
Amen.
So,
amen.
You know, but the thing is, you raised it. You touched on a very important point of having a person developing a personal program. The idea is like we have these 7 steps, and whatever it is, hopefully. Someone will see the value of considering each of these 7. But the point is this. They're not in any particular order. It's not like prayer is more important than meditation, more important than reading, more important than exercise, mentor, group, or nutrition. They work together as a team. So prayer may be the most important thing at any given time that a person does regularly. But there are times when, let's say, exercise becomes a struggle. Well, then the point is to focus the prayer on help, you know, with getting the necessary spiritual motivation, you know, to exercise more. And I see a lot of people resist being explicit, being direct, you know, about what we're praying for. You know, instead we'd rather generalize, because we know if we're real clear about, like, praying for patience, then we're not going to be given patience without struggle. You know, you're going to be put to the test. That's how we learn patience. We don't learn
Amen.
Patience by not having to be patient.
Amen.
We learn patience by dealing with the issues of impatience. You know,
Amen.
So there it is right there in that regard. So that's how, you know, the personal program can help. It's like recognizing how the other 6 can help support whatever one particular issue may be lacking, like mentorship. A lot of people have a hard time with finding a mentor,
mm-hmm.
someone who is going to hold us accountable, not somebody we can kick it with, you know, not somebody, you know, that is going to say all the things we want to hear, but somebody who's going to hold us accountable based on what it is that we're about. You know, and that means the yays and the nays. That means the good things and the hard things. That means the glitches and the glitter. It means all of it. A mentor, you know, is like a wise and trusted counselor. You know, like in AA, you know, which is, you know, what I have belonged to for over 40 years, is called a sponsor. Now, that doesn't mean that that's an expert, you know, on you. What it means is that they're like a recorder. They're like a recording machine. They take into account what it is we're in pursuit of. They take into account what it is we're doing. They take into account where our struggles are. And anytime any of these things come back as a particular issue, a particular undefined complication, then the mentor just kind of either returns back to those things we talked about where we have succeeded, or they make suggestions as having made before. So have you done the thing we talked about before? Have you tried it yet? Because there's no point in talking about something else if you haven't done the one thing that you agreed to do. You know, a mentor can be a pain in the ass. Matter of fact, if a mentor isn't, then you probably don't have a mentor. You probably have a friend. A mentor may very well not be a friend, just like a counselor or a therapist, or a pastor, just somebody to keep the focus clear. So I see that there's a little activity in the chat room. Griggs, is that Ray 777 or is that Maria? No, I'm not sure which one.
Maria has, I think, an A. No, that's
okay. All right. So, and Ariel's popped into the chat room as well. Cool. Always nice to have company, isn't it, man?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, Will. Ray, just so you know, Will was giving a recap of that beautiful job you did on Monday. And for that matter, if there's anything that you can think of or have thought of that you wanted to have an opportunity to mention, feel free to jump in and, you know, just give the high sign. And we'll definitely give you some time to do it. But you would have been proud of your cuz, man. I had to cut him off. He was like giving the Ray lecture.
I was trying to focus into my Rayism, you know. And I was even having a little Ray mannerisms a little bit.
Proud of him, man. Yeah, absolutely. So that's the idea, developing a personal program that, you know, hopefully whatever it is that you develop, it will include these 7 points, you know, prayer, meditation, reading, exercise, mentor, group, and nutrition. Monday we talked about nutrition. Tonight we're going to focus more on prayer, you know. And, of course, well, maybe not of course, but to me, the very first question, you know, before anything else is even looked at is, why should you pray? You know, should a person pray? You know, and assuming that the answer is yes, okay, then why? Why should a person pray? You know, a lot of times we talk about prayer and without having any real feel for prayer language. You know, a lot of times we talk about prayer more like a request or a plea, and all too often probably it comes out to others as sounding kind of selfish. But so often so many people just don't have a feel for, you know, a prayer language to go along with that. So what do I mean? What do I mean by prayer language? And I'm not... Will, you can go ahead and keep breathing. I'm not going to put you on the spot, man. This isn't
Hey, I was leaning in. I was leaning in a little bit.
I could feel you holding your breath there, man. Let's just kind of break it down a little bit without me trying to tell somebody how to pray. Assuming that a person wants to pray, Let's look at 5 things. It's the 5 W's. You know, who are you praying to? You know, what happens to your prayers? Why should you pray? You know, where is the best place to pray? And when should you pray? All right. Now I'm saying you. I could say we. I could say me. You know, I probably should say, who do I pray to? What happens to my prayers? Why should I pray? Where is the best place to pray? And when should I pray? You know, so if you feel like I'm talking down at you, beautiful people, like I got it figured out, make no mistake about it. You know, sometimes that's the last place I go to when I have the first line problem. I say, oh, you know, finally, after I've used up all my options, maybe I need to pray on this. Y'all ever do that, or is that just me? You know, like, you know, I get so caught up in, you know.
I got this figured out. I'm okay. I got this.
Or don't have it figured out. No, I'm thinking don't have it figured out. Like, I'm working on it. I'm dealing with it. I'm being frustrated by it. It's overwhelming me. It's wearing me out. I'm not sleeping at night. I'm angry. I'm moody. I'm touchy. You know, and finally, it's like, you know, I just went through a whole plethora of I stuff. Maybe that's the problem. I'm all consumed with I. Maybe I need to back up a second and humble myself before my Creator, who I call God. You know, and that for some reason, you know, for so many people is the first great denial. You know, like, I don't need any help with this unresolved problem. I'm doing just fine in my misery. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one, but sometimes it's hard for me to let go and let God. Sometimes I even will bargain with myself saying, God's too busy to be bothered with this. You know, sometimes I'll decide, you know, what you were saying, Will, that I got it. I can handle it. You know, I'm on top of it. You know, and most of the time I'll do that and get to the point to where I have to pray. And, of course, help is right there. Comes galloping over the sunrise, you know, and bang, got what I needed. I'm good. You know, going fine. And then something happens, you know, inevitably, let's call it life. And I start the I stuff all over again. You know, I start doing it. I might even say, Lord, I'm good now. You can go ahead. You can take a break. You know, you go help somebody else. Thank you for what you gave me last time. I got it figured out. I know what to do, you know. And, of course, you know, here comes the vicious cycle all over again. So, first of all, I think it's of great value for one to consider just who you're praying to. You know, a lot of people have a very generalized attitude toward that prayer object. And I'm telling you, if the object you're praying to is kind of generalized, your solutions are going to be kind of, or your answers are going to be kind of generalized. So it's kind of a good idea to have a working knowledge of the entity that you pray to. Now, there's a definition that, you know, might just be fundamentally sound to consider. You know, a prayer is a solemn request for help or expression of gratitude addressed to God, the God of one's understanding, or an object of worship. You know, so sometimes, as we know, God has assigned many different names. And that's, you know, that's always up to the individual, right? One thing that I have decided a long time ago is that I'm not going to debate issues of my belief, you know, with someone just to defend what I believe. You know, I it took me a while to finally, you know, back up from that. It's like, you know, why am I going to argue with you about my belief? You know, you by no means have to agree with me, you know, so like, and it's not that agree to disagree crap. You know, it's like, you know, you got your belief. I hope it's working for you. I got mine. And, you know, it seems to be doing a pretty good job. I had 41 years of uninterrupted sobriety under my belt, you know, from a God that told me 41 years ago, as long as I stay true to my path, I may not always get what I need. I may not always get what I want, but I'll always get what I need. And in 41 years, you know, that has not been proven to be wrong by any expression of any greedy or spoiled attitude I may have. In 41 years, you know, my God has never let me down. That sounds crazy to even say. You know, I've always gotten what I've needed. And sometimes I've even gotten what I want, you know, and you know, and a little bit more, man, right on. And I tell you something else, you know, it's kind of hard to admit, you know. God has spoiled me. I don't know about y'all, you know, but it's like God has spoiled me, you know. I mean, like God, I think, is the ultimate enabler. I mean, how else can you explain unconditional love? no matter what. You know, it's like the Lord is like, no, boy, don't be blaming me for your issues. You know, I'm the solution. So when you get tired of doing it your way, you know, I'm right here waiting for you. It's a simple concept for Jesus, man. It's a simple concept for complicated people. We complicate the simplest things of life. What could be more simpler than praying? But, you know, that's just me. You know, it really helps, though, I believe, to have prayer language, you know, as opposed to getting into some nonsensical debates with the Lord. But, you know, I think even that has an element of history to it. You know, from Genesis, it seems that ever since the description of biting from the tree of life had given, you know, humankind, as demonstrated by Adam and Eve, you know, knowledge is like our knowledge has grown over the course of thousands and thousands of years to where we've arrived to a place now in 2022, you know, so many thinking that we can think right on the same level with God. That's how our knowledge has evolved. And I think that's what the warning was in Scripture right from the start. They'll start, you know, they'll start thinking that they're gods and they'll start thinking like us. And, you know, I look at America and there sure is a lot of God complexes going on in this country, more than a few. So,
a whole lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
Yeah. So, you know, and so where does prayer language come from? Well, it has a lot to do with instruction, that's for sure. And it also has a lot to do with study. My prayer language definitely improved once I discovered, you know, the poetry of Scripture. I say the poetry of Scripture because I'm one who, I haven't learned Hebrew, so my next best step is the King James Version. And it's full of the these and the thous and the thuses. And I tell you, I love it because the poetry of it forces me, you know, forces me to interpret the word, you know, to my understanding and not just depend on someone else's interpretation like the newer international versions may do that have taken the King James Version and reduced it to, you know, to common interpretive language. I like the idea of the mystery of, you know, of a language being interpreted into English from a language that lacks most, you know, vowels. So it's like you look at an English word and you take the vowels out of it, that word doesn't make any sense. So if the language of vowels has been used to interpret a language of consonants, then surely it's going to take, you know, that divine spark, that knowledge of God for me to have a better understanding of what it is that I'm trying to grasp. And I think that's where the value of having a prayer language would really, and even then, after knowing all that, still, you know, according to Scripture, you know, the angels take it and they manipulate my prayers a little bit more so they can present my pleas to God in a language that God understands. So it's like, I still need intervention along the way. You know, it's like, you know, the gibberish, you know, of my own mind. You know, the last thing I want is for it to get in the way of divine grace and forgiveness. So, you know, the theme of prayer, the idea of prayer, you know, and the question of prayer, you know, so more readily can be richly interpreted through an understanding of the language of prayer. You know, however, you know, who one prays to still comes down to an individual choice. You know, I subscribe to the idea of once a person has a belief, like I was raised Catholic, and no matter, and I believe me, I've tried them all from A to Z, from agnostic to Zen, only to come back to Catholic, right?
Well,
you know,
yeah.
And so obviously that's the path that, you know, that was chosen. So it comes with its rules. And its rules and its interpretations can also be discovered in its laws or called the canon. So for me, if that's what I've been, and since, not if, since that's what I've been subscribed to as the God of my understanding, then it requires that I have a working knowledge of a Catholic God. You know, I joke a lot about, you know, like your cousin Marty, you know, he says, you know, the main reason why we stay Catholic, because, you know, the service only usually about 45 minutes. So you're in and out, you know, you come in and out of service before you disturb God, you know. And let's get it, you know, don't be stopping with no hallelujahs and amens, and don't be singing too loud either, by the way. So get on in and get on out. You know, God is resting. He don't want to hear all that noise. So, it's like, don't stop me at the door, Pastor. I'm out of here. You know, I might be held accountable. So, but, you know, that's the joke of it.
I got to go.
And, yeah, I got to go, man. You know, the game's on, you know. So, you know, it helps. It really helps. For me, it has helped to not just have the catechism, which is the handbook on how to be a good Catholic. Probably, you know, has very little to do with scripture. It has some Bible reference. But the catechism is really about, you know, being a good Catholic. So I really had no Bible knowledge until a very dear friend of mine, you know, Marty Hines, popped into my life, you know, and began to help me navigate through scripture. Now, it didn't require in his navigation that I agreed with everything that he interpreted for me to kind of read and understand, but it gave me an understanding that allowed me to develop my own appreciation of what the Lord was saying to me. And I tell you, where it really paid off most directly is in step 11 of the 12-step program, which says thought through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God as I understand him, praying for the knowledge of his will for me and for the power to carry that out. Now, step 11, though, would have been a lost concept if not for an understanding of step 3, you know, which is a three-part step in AA. I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand him. So I'm turning my will and my life over to an entity that requires my understanding, else I'm turning my will and my life over to a random process. You know, so by having a working knowledge, then I can appreciate the messages that are coming back to me in meditation that have been interpreted for my understanding through a request of prayer. So how am I doing so far, Wilfredo? Is that?
Man, you're killing it. What do you mean? How are you This show is on fire, man. It's a good fire. It's like one of those holy spiritual burning bush fires, man. This is
So who are you praying to? You know,
right.
And so now,
yeah. What's that?
You know,
is it too much to ask for those that list that you mentioned? You know, who are you praying to? You said, what happens when
What happens to your prayers?
To your
prayers. That's number two. Yeah. Number three is, why should you pray?
Yeah.
Number four is, where is the best place to pray? You know, and that's something to consider in itself. And the last one is, when should you pray? That's also, right. You know, something to consider. Now, I'm not going to get into that with answers like or examples. I think just raw dog like it is to consider, you know, a five-step approach to praying. Who are you praying to? Number one, you know, what happens to your prayers? Why should you pray? You know, where is the best place to pray? And when should you pray? See, you know, that's where religious instruction, I think, could really come in handy, you know, where we're being told things. Okay, you know, I get sermons and all that, and you know, like, yeah, and the fire and brimstone, but the instruction of it, okay, it's like, you know, after y'all done listening to me, then I'm talking about like somebody coming down from the pulpit, after y'all done listening to me, then you need to package up all this, take it home with you, unwrap it, and consider these points based on the things that I've shared with you. And if I haven't shared any of this with you, then I really haven't done my job. You know, that's what I mean, if I haven't inspired you to pray, all you've done is just worship me. You know, so I really listen for that wherever I go. I listen for the message of prayer. I listen for the direction and the instruction of it as well. You know, I don't need another opinion. You know, I don't need to go to any spiritual guide or mentor just to give me their opinion. I need to get the opinion of that which they learn from. You know, tell me what your instructor tells you to tell me. You know, I don't need another opinion from another man or another woman. So I look for a direction from a spiritual guide in that way. So, questions, thoughts, comments, Wilfredo?
I was just wondering how the chat room doing. Did you ever had a chance to check it out?
No, I haven't. I'm busy running my mouth. You can't see the chat room. I'm sorry. That's right. Okay, my bad. You know, Ray is blowing it up, of course. You know, that's okay. I forgot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ray co-signs the idea of prayer language versus debates with God. I love that. Prayer language versus debates with God. Will, you didn't tell me. I still got that. I forgot for the second time, man, to mute my music. I'm sorry. Ray mentioned, you know, he said, you know, is annoyingly soothing. That's what he said about that music. Man, I was so zoned out, I didn't even notice it. Thanks, man.
Wait, Ray said something about the music.
Yeah, he said the background music for the show today is annoyingly soothing. I don't listen in for soothing. Where's my frenzy fix? Right on, man. He ain't trying to be soothed.
I wanted to say something, but I'm like, I'm not going to say something while this man is talking about prayer and his own, you know, it was so transparent. I was feeling it. I'm not about to, you know, talk about your music. Damn it. If you got music in the background while you talking about the points that you're talking about, so it's cool, man. But I'm
not right on, Rick. I love that. But Ray said, I'm listening in for soothing. Where's the frenzy fix? Right on, man. And then he, you know, proposed a consideration here: law, canon, Torah, teachings, instructions. You know, any thoughts? You know, so you know, scriptural or religious law. The canon is pretty much the law of the Catholic Church. Torah is what, the first five books of the Holy Bible, I believe. You know, teachings and instructions. You know, where do they come from? I think those are very good points. You know, raised. Where do we get our teachings from? Where do we get our instructions from? You know, where do we go for that? You know, I think that there is maybe a personal overhaul that some need to consider. You know, an overhaul about the facility of church. You know, maybe that's something that has been kind of, I'm even, you know, taking a harder look at it myself. You know, like I have my memories of the church, you know, both fond and challenging. I have the instructions of my religion, both fond and challenging and guilt-ridden, you know. But yet the structure of it, whenever I walk into a Catholic church, more so than any other place of worship, there's a familiarity. You know what I mean? I mean, it's akin to welcome home almost, because that's where I grew up. That's where I had my first real spiritual experience. You know, I came up at a time when the Mass was done in Latin, and it had all kind of symbols and rituals that were bells and incense and speaking in a language I didn't understand. You know, so my whole investment in that time spent was, you know, dealing with the mystery of the entity that I didn't understand. So it gave me a mystical a feeling of attraction, you know, that there was no wrong in that. There was no judgment in that. You know, there was nothing but a kind of special recognized love for me, being this little shorty who, you know, absolutely had, you know, no relationship with any of the adults, you know, but it was like, it was something happening to me for me. And that has never left me. When I walk into a Catholic church, those memories flood me. I have an issue with the scandals that have happened with, you know, the sexual scandals, the sex scandals that have gone on with the priests and the brothers and the nuns, you know. But I was never sexually abused by God, you know. I was never verbally abused by God, you know. God never rapped me on my knuckles. You know, God punished me the hardest way possible. You know, God punished me with love and forgiveness. You know, it didn't matter. You know, it didn't matter about going through the ritual of confession, you know, and having to be absolved by the priest, because, you know, Catholic Church teaches you cannot have a personal relationship with God. Your relationship must be directed by the priest. So you would never know if your sins are really fully forgiven unless the priest absolves you. And keep in mind, you know, that the priest is not a man. The priest is one step above man and one step below angels. You know, so that ain't scriptural. That's classical. Anyway, you know, that's just a word I made up. So, you know, as it goes back and forth, it just comes down to having an understanding of what happens to my prayers is best found by that which I profess an understanding, you know, in and a study about. And, you know, scripture gives some pretty good ideas, you know, that can be found. You know, I like a King James version of a Bible that has a concordance or that index in the back that tells you where certain words can be found in certain places, in certain lines and verses in certain books of the Bible. I love that, you know, but the concordance is tricky. You know, it doesn't break down every word. You know, so it's like they may have some, I want to go find out what it says about this. It's like, dang, it ain't no word there. Yeah, that means you got to go look for it, dude. You know, I think it's designed on purpose like that. But that's the idea, right? Yeah. You know, and the thing is, you know, now we have things like Google. You know, we have we walk around with our cell phone. We could just put in a word and ask where it shows up in the Bible, and it sends us right to it. So you know, it's an exercise of commitment, and the idea is to recognize it as being as guilt-free as possible. You know, understanding does not have to come with guilt. You know, humility doesn't require humiliation. You know, sometimes all this only requires is a desire to understand, you know. And it's like, you know, you and I, you know, me and you, you know, father and son, right? Our conversations, you know, like you said earlier, sometimes they're about wanting to deepen in an understanding. So you ask me things, you know, and it's my requirement to answer, you know, and see where it goes from there and to report back. Dad, you know, that was some bad advice. Okay, so let's take a look at, you know, what was the question? Because maybe it just wasn't understood because, you know, there's no way I'm going to give you bad advice. You know, sometimes it's just in the interpretation.
Right on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm loving this tonight. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did I'm just reading what Ray has posted, and it'd be great if he would just dial in and he could just talk about this. But hold on just a second. There's somebody else. I'm about to volunteer for commentary, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Jay Pastor.
Hey!
Are you out there? Are you live and well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Pastor.
I'm like the Lord's will. I'm loving it too, man. I jumped on late, man. I hate what I missed, but I'm glad the Holy Ghost quickened me and said, "Hey, man, today is Wednesday, man. What are you doing?"
Yeah. So we're talking about, obviously, we're talking about prayer. You know, we're talking about the who, what, why, where, and when. And we sure would appreciate it if you could drop some pearls of wisdom on us in regards to the value of prayer.
I think that, you know, I think we definitely devalue it. I don't think that we put the proper value on it that we should. And I think that it's so valuable and so important to our Creator that it's a scripture that says that when we don't know what to pray for, that our spirit makes moans and groans for us that only He can interpret. Mm-hmm. I think that's very powerful in the fact that the Creator designed it like, hey, dummy, since you don't know how to do it, or you don't do it when you're supposed to, I designed your body kind of like a check engine light on your vehicle. You didn't go get the oil changed, or you didn't, you know, fill up your windshield wiper fluid, and you have these indications on your dashboard to tell you, hey, listen, man, you need to go and check in. So our bodies are designed to make moans and groans that only He can interpret, man. That's so powerful to me. It tells me that this is something that is very valuable, that He made it idiot-proof.
Idiot-proof. if I could interject something right quick, Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen.
Man, kind of like, I think
Ray
that...
Ray just popped it into the chat room. You know,
okay,
beautiful, JP.
Okay.
Romans 8:26.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, sorry, man, to break your stride. Go ahead on.
Nah, I was thinking about, I think that my stomach, when it growls, I think it's a prayer. I think it's a prayer to the Father saying, hey, this dummy don't even know how to keep me, you know, keep me full. So I'm praying and calling out to you to remind him that, hey, man,
hey, man,
child time, man. You need to find some grub. And I'm going to tell you
about.
I'm a biased critic on this topic, but I'm going to tell you another reason why I think that it's so important, because, you know, Jesus himself, who I, you know, think in my own heart and mind was all man and all God, but he found himself doing a lot of prayer, and prayer a lot. I think that another reason why it's so important, that in my biased opinion and my belief system, that he designed it, you know, where we can actually pray in tongues in a different language, you know, that the enemy is not able to kind of interject or intercept. And I think that it's the most powerful thing in the world, because, like, I can't get Obama on the phone. I'm not, you know, in a position where I can talk to T.D. Jakes, you know, directly. I might can send him, you know, some hate mail or some love mail or email, or get in touch with one of his representatives, maybe write the ministry or something. But, I mean, it's amazing that I might can't get my doctor directly. I have to go through, you know, his staff, set up a meeting and all that, but the Creator of the universe encourages us.
Amen.
You know, to come and fellowship and commune and cast our cares upon him. You know, when we have a complaint, when we have, you know, maybe not a complaint, when we have something that we're happy about, you know, when we, in the natural realm, we can, you know, we can get on Google and we can write a good review or we can write a bad review, you know. So,
amen.
You know, the Creator of the universe designed it to where, hey, man, you can come and fellowship, come and pray, come and commune, come and talk, and not just talk, listen, you know, meditate. And let me, you know, prayer, I think, is a definitely a two-way conversation. Could you imagine you know, being in a relationship that you're the only one doing the talking.
Amen.
So, yeah, I think that listening is also a good part of prayer. And, man, I've enjoyed many victories, you know, through this thing that we call prayer.
Amen. Amen.
I've enjoyed a lot of victories, seeing a lot of things come to pass. And he said in his word that we have not because we ask not. You know, he tells us to pray without ceasing. You know, go ahead.
No, I'm agreeing. I'm parroting what you're saying, without ceasing. Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, praying without ceasing. Go ahead. Amen.
Yeah. So I think that if it wasn't so important, you know, we wouldn't have so much emphasis on it. You know, we had the fact that Jesus did it. We had the fact that, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, the household, the Hall of Fame of Faith, if you read Abraham, Noah, you know, Moses, you know, as a recent, I was, you know, I'm doing it like a DTS study, so it has Hannah, which is Samuel's mother, and Mary, which is Jesus' mother, Elizabeth, like, all these people have prayers. Paul, we have the Pauline prayers. It's like four different prayers that Paul had in there, like, you know, Jesus prayed, had his prayers. Like, man, it's countless, you know, people that prayed. And who are we to, you know, think in our prideful state that we are better and bigger than them, and we feel like, you know, we don't have to pray. And I encourage those listeners who might be doubtful just to try it. You know, a lot of times we might, I don't like this type of food. You know, well, can you say that you don't like it based off the fact that you tried it, or, you know, you just going by something that you heard or the texture of it, you know, or maybe the person who cooked it for you that time didn't season it right, you know? So I think that we definitely shouldn't knock something without trying it.
Amen. Yeah. I mean, yes, absolutely. You know, I think even, I don't know, what do you think about this? I think sometimes people tend to make a great assumption about Jesus, you know, like, well, yeah, of course Jesus prayed, because praying is what Jesus does, as if that somehow, you know, minimizes the true value of it, and without really understanding what then he was praying for. See, to me, if nothing else, and no matter how I might want to think of him as being the Son of God, taking on this human form, he gave me example after example through his trials and tribulations what to pray for and why. It's like he went through it to model for me. Anyway, that's what I think. What do you think, man?
Definitely. I never want to be on the battlefield for a king that's, you know, in his castle with his feet up. But you give me a king that's on the front line.
Hey, man.
You know,
see what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go die and go to war with a king. I'm going to die and go to war with a king who on the front line going to war with me. You know, dying for the same cause. So, you know, Jesus did it for our example. You know, and he even gave us an example, because they asked him, you know, how do we pray? And he gave us the Lord's Prayer. So, you know, definitely wouldn't want to pray. I would have the excuse not to pray if Jesus didn't pray. He leave us without an excuse.
Amen, man. There you go. Yeah, Ray said in the chat room, listening is an important part of prayer. You know, JP quote, listening is an important part of prayer. You know, amen. You know, listening is an important part of prayer. Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, man. And also, you do something every morning, Monday through Friday, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We We have the Hey Unc prayer line, and it's not necessarily named from Uncle Bill, but it's an acronym. It's an acronym that stands for Helping Educate Youth, Uniting National Communities. So, yeah, it's something we get on the line, man, every morning at 7:20, and we try to get it in and start our morning off. You know, prayer requests, praise reports, reading some word, a little fellowship. And, man, it definitely, I think, has been good for me personally because I've had the opportunity to experience the power of prayer.
Amen.
You know, I've had the opportunity to hear a lot of prayer requests turned into praise reports in a short amount of time.
Amen.
Some in a longer amount of time. But for the most part, Ray taught me this too. Like, he's brought us through everything that we've ever been through, you know. And I think that prayer is definitely something that can be used to help comfort us when we find ourselves going through certain trials and tribulations, because Jesus said, even if he hadn't said it, common sense and life experiences teach you that in this life you're going to have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, you know, I think I heard Cat Williams say, he was talking about the atheist. He was like, man, you know, who y'all going to go and tell? You know what I'm saying? Like, when people mess over y'all, you know, who y'all gonna run and go tell? Like, we have a creator, a father that we can go run tell. We can go run and pray to and tell him, hey, you see this injustice.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that. Will, you were getting ready to say something?
I was just thinking, man. You can even just let something go as well. Who are you gonna tell and let some stuff go? You know, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight to hold on to for a bunch of years.
Yeah, who you gonna turn it over to? Right. Go ahead.
I mean,
that's just
you know, not knocking one from the other, you know what I'm saying? Not knocking or saying anything about, you know. I mean, I was also taught, you know, about equality for everybody, regardless of their beliefs or their standards, right? I mean, you know, and I was thinking about the prayer line, getting ready for the show, man, JP, and thank you for coming in and sharing some time with us, man. And you know, the times that I call in, I always pray for like strength and understanding. And it's interesting, I wrote this down so many times, strength and understanding, especially when it deals with like relationships, not only with yourself or your spirit or your God, whatever you want to call it, like you say, who are you praying to, you know, but also your personal, you know, whether it be intimate or professional. But listening to you tonight, Dad, I'm kind of tripping a little bit because I'm like, why is my question about my relationship with my God and my spirit second? But I think that's just because I'm going through some individual questions, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, I don't even know where I'm going with this, man. You guys are just so powerful tonight, and this is Definitely, here it is.
It's a defining moment, right on. You know, this is the whole discipline of the point. I arrive to a place of confusion. How am I going to unravel my own thoughts? Probably won't be able to, by nature of the fact of I'm confused. So what I'm offering and suggesting, that's the time to take it to a higher court, a higher power, you know, and where's a better place to take it to than the God of my understanding? It's not like I have to invoke the God of somebody else's understanding, you know, right there in front of me, you know, I have it, the God of my understanding. I take my appeal and maybe the answer is coming back in a way that I'm not quite understanding because my prayer language hasn't been developed enough. So I might have to dig a little bit deeper to gain a deeper appreciation of that which I otherwise previously did not understand. You know, the value of having the God of my understanding, it supersedes my own. But, you know, I have to go through an ego death to get there. I have to be willing to give up the idea that I know what's going on. Even in my confusion, I've heard myself say, yeah, but it's familiar pain. Yeah, that's great. You know, never underestimate the power of denial, man. So
it's
I think you're in a real good place.
I need my pain.
Yeah, it's who I am. I need my pain. So, you know, you're at a place of deepening, I think, you know. And a place of deepening, you know, doesn't require digging a hole. You know, a place of deepening all too often, you know, provides a tunnel. You know, and I'm not going to get into that story again, you know. So Ray also posted on the in the chat room, the Hey Uncle. Now, you know, doggone well, when I heard that, when Ray first gave me the invitation to dial in, I said, well, what's the name of the show? What's the name of the prayer circle? He says it's called Hey Uncle. So right away, I took it personal. Yeah, that's a place I definitely got to go. So, the Hey Unc Lifeline Fellowship, Monday through Friday from 7:20 Central Standard Time. We usually wrap up, you know, depending, but 8:30 is, you know, on the onset, on the outset. But all too often, you know, sometimes even like right now, we're wrapping up sooner than that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Prayer requests, praise reports, and scriptural readings and interpretations. I love that when you break down scripture, by the way, Jay Pastor. I may not have said that to you recently. You know, I can hear the reading, but I get something a little bit deeper from the breaking down. But again, see, this is what I'm talking about. I have to trust the source, else I'm going to get false teaching. If I trust the source, then I hear the breakdown, and it's never failed me. I get something a little bit deeper than just the original thought or just the original reading by itself. I think that's the real value of being of belonging to a prayer circle. At least that's how it pays off for me. And then, yeah, the praise reports, you know, and the prayer requests always help me deepen sometimes in a more appreciative understanding of that which I forgot to pray for, or that which I forgot to praise. You know, it's like, yeah, oh yeah. So, you know, hallelujah. Anyway, man, Jay Pastor, maybe we can get you back again on Monday or one day, either Monday or Wednesday of next week, to go a little bit deeper, more into, you know, the concepts, the ideas of prayer.
Hey, man.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm a. Whatever we're talking about, I'm going to be here, you know?
All right. Amen. Amen. So thank you so much, man, for jumping on. Really appreciate it. I'm going to turn the controls over to Will right now to let him do his magic. He's without the studio, so he can't really see what's going on out here in the periphery. But I got to tell y'all, Ray's been blowing up the chat room. I mean, he is, you know, I keep forgetting that you don't have an eye on the chat room, Will. So,
yeah.
Ray, I apologize for being a little bit behind, but, you know, I'm just going to just recap real quick some of the things he wrote. You know,
right
he said,
right,
Kuzo, right. Meaning you. When someone, you know, when someone's in his bag, you can't cut complaining. You can't cut in by complaining about the music. Dude wants the dang music, then let the man have his music.
I mean, know? Right, right, exactly, man. Exactly.
You know, yeah. So, you know, then he said, a true power is not yielding in, is not yielding. Oh, yeah, true power is not yielding it. Amen. Yeah. Romans 8:26, we read and offered. And I want to just throw out a couple more considerations for those of you that have pen and pad handy, you
man.
Know, in regards to the theme of prayer. Consider Luke 18:1. Consider Matthew 21:22, and I already mentioned 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, Romans 8:26.
What's that?
Thessalonians.
For novice, what is that? That's what is that? I know what a Luke and Matt is.
Yeah.
I know what Romans is. What is it? What is, how do you spell that? What is that?
Well, look it up. That'll be the first. That'll be the first line in doing one's own personal research. Amen.
Right on.
Look
all
up
right.
1 Thessalonians. Amen. Find out if it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament. Find out if it's a 1 Thessalonians. that must mean there must be a two and maybe a three. So that's a place to start deepening in one's understanding. Amen. It's almost like being given a textbook, you know, without the answers. You got to look for the answers. Romans 8:27.
Wow.
And Romans 8:28. So actually, we're talking about Romans 8:26 through 28. Again, with the theme of prayer being the pressing idea right here. So, Will, Jay Pastor, Ray, thank you all. I'm going to turn it over back to you, Will. Oh, I'm sorry. I left out the most important part about the prayer circle. Dialing in, 646-876-9923. I'm not sure what this is. Maybe it's a password. 498-654-5077.
Yeah, you got to put in the – go ahead.
Code, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me repeat it again. 498-654-5027, and you can also join on Telegram, on the Telegram app. So, you know, I would encourage the listening audience to consider tuning in, 7:20 a.m. Central Standard Time. Somebody will be there, you know, one of us, if not all of us. You know, well, I'm saying us. I'm usually dragging. I come dragging, you know, cussing and fighting, but I usually get there, you know. But 646-876-9923, 498-654-5027. Check it out, you know, and you don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything other than just show up. You know, you don't have to say, yeah, I don't want to talk. You just don't talk. Just mute yourself and listen in, you know. We might, you know, try to coerce you into saying that you're out there like, hey, yeah, I'm listening, but, you know, I'm just hiding out in the shadows. Okay, man, I'm a little cranked up about this theme of prayer. You know, I know what it's done for me. You know, 41 years of sobriety ain't nothing to sneeze at. And the Lord told me all I have to do is stay true to my past, and I may not always get what I want, but I'll always get what I need. And that has never failed me. Amen. All right, Wilfredo. Love you, man. Yeah. All yours.
Incredible. Incredible. I really hope that everybody had some pen and pad with them. I mean, I got an envelope right here. Hey, I got the envelope from, I got the envelope. I just realized this envelope is from the, remember I was telling you about the water company out here where I was living?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I got a shutoff notice. they was like, whatever, you know. But I'm laughing, and it's, you know, it's going to be taken care of. But you, ladies and gentlemen, you have to go back to the previous shows to know what I'm talking about, and I'm not going into it right now because we're about to close it out. But I just know, in any other time, you know, being in that situation, I probably would have been dealing with it differently. And I've learned through prayer, you know, I mean, and there's so many different things that we call it. And now there's so many different ways that we can call it different things, you know, but it is what it still is. You know, even when you and I talk about our spirituality and prayer and God, you know, sometimes I have, if you notice, sometimes I even have some kind of hesitation to even just acknowledge that. I don't know if you even noticed that. I think you've called me out on that. You're like, yeah, that's what it is, man. Just stop tripping. It's Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the thing is, man, if I'm going to be embarrassed by, you know, using the name Jesus, then Jesus is going to be embarrassed by using the name Bill. So I better get it right.
Yeah. You know, Jesus, Jesus, but amazing. I don't know how even to follow up with this tonight, but this is great. Thank you, JP. Thanks, Ray, for holding down the chat room, man. I wish that I could have seen such activity, and thank you.
He blew it up, man. He blew it up.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Again, right, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, this is the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show. Hopefully you got that pen and pad handy, and hopefully you picked up some things tonight. You know, it's
your energy that affects other people's energy. And we always hope that it's a positive and growing thing. But here we try to provide an opportunity to exercise critical thinking, experience a renewed self-awareness, and maybe, maybe a deeper connection with others and their experience.
Amen.
Especially when we share our interpretations and feelings. Amen. Man, Dad, this is great. I can go on out there for another 20 minutes, man. It's just how great this is. Thank you. Thanks again, JP. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody else, for spending that time and listening to us. Ariel,
Ariel just popped up a love sign, you know.
Right on.
Miss Ariel Nicole Savage. Oh, I said the last day. I'm sorry. I put the sister on blast. Oh, well. She won't hate me for a second.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. Again, we're live every night, Monday and Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
And one last thing. She said in the chat room, she also said, that was nice, black man. You know, tell me that don't feel good. To be complimented by that, you know, by a sister.
Wow.
That was nice, black man. Right on. Thank you, Miss Ariel. All right, man. I'm through. I'm shutting down now.
No, man. That resonates all the way up here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Man, it's going to seem like a long time till Monday. But haha. See you soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
Lord willing, man. Yeah.
Good Lord. Hey, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, please, as you probably already suspect, we wish that you be blessed, be safe, and most importantly, be yourself, because, look, everybody else is taken. So we hope to hear you all Monday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have a good night. Once again, Dad, love you.
Love you back, Will.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Should be crying, but my heart just won't obey. If you stay, it should be happy as I lie here on the rooftop in the rain. I say.